You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Kicking off tomorrow at 3 o'clock at Kinnick Stadium. Of course, we have Before the Boom coming your way starting at 1 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM tomorrow afternoon for you as we will break down the ball game and get you ready for kickoff at Kinnick Stadium. And, of course, you're planning on going to Iowa City. Of course, you've got numerous chances to attend the Fox pregame show. It will be going on throughout the morning and cast of thousands over there on the Pentacrest in Iowa City. So that should be a lot of fun as well. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about college football this weekend, a little bit about the high school football games coming up tonight, and Major League Baseball playoff action, which is going on 107.5 FM right now. The Gym OT, we've got the pregame for Game 1 of the National League Divisional Series between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Atlanta Braves, and that will get underway at 3:37 this afternoon. Then at 6 o'clock, we will have all four of our frequencies getting the end of that ball game, and then the final two games, Boston and Tampa Bay, followed by the Giants and the Dodgers. So wall-to-wall baseball coming up today for you right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That is a text line, 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well here today. As good afternoon, Mark. How you doing?
Doing well, Scott. Good afternoon to you and everyone. The 24-hour countdown is underway, right?
Yes, it is. We are right about now, 24 hours exactly from the kickoff of Iowa and Penn State. Biggest game at Kinnick Stadium in 36 years, three decades plus. What is going to happen tomorrow? We're going to break that down for you on the program here today. Get your thoughts about it out there on the text line at 319-366-1600. And love to hear from you out there. And yeah, we'll see how it all plays out. Breaking news, and it's not that the White Sox have a 4-2 lead now, but I am happy to say that. As soon as I said to Todd I am sulking in the sports office, the White Sox have picked up three runs and now lead at 4-2 in the top of the fifth inning with two out and a runner on at second base. We'll keep you updated on that. But we do have breaking news out of Ames, and thanks to Leo in Iowa City for letting us know about this. I believe it is Ben Visser is the first to report this. Xavier Foster, no longer a member of the Iowa State men's basketball team. And it's a statement from Iowa State University and head coach T.J. Otzelberger. I'm just going to read the quote from the coach, Mark. "We hold our program to high standards, and there are expectations that our student-athletes be accountable both on and off the court," Otzelberger says. "After much consideration, I have decided that this is necessary as we continue to build our culture," unquote.
Well, it's pretty clear that Xavier Foster did something that was not what T.J. Otzelberger wanted him to do. And we saw him in high school. You did quite a bit. And I don't know if he had attitude problems in high school or what, but didn't seem to carry himself real well. Super talented guy at 7 foot out of Oskaloosa. And he was a prized recruit for Steve Prohm. But obviously something's gone awry there.
I'll say this about Xavier Foster. You're absolutely right. I think he's not the only one to come under this. But high school basketball, I think, bored Xavier Foster.
Mm.
Xavier Foster, at times, could look very good for Oskaloosa. There were other times where he looked like basically an above-average basketball player. And I saw him at least 7 times play in high school. His dad was an assistant coach. He did a lot of whining. He did a lot of sulking. I don't know what he did off the court to warrant what happened today as far as Iowa State men's basketball is concerned. When he was at showcases, Xavier Foster turned it on. And whether you like it or not, and in this day and age, that is when all the eyeballs are on you. It's not so much at high school games anymore, which is a crime and a shame, but it's at all of the showcases and what have you for AAU and et cetera. And that's fine. And that's not, I'm not banging on that or anything. I just like to see it be where it once was, and that was with the high school ranks. That was your lead team. That was when you put the your greatest effort on the line. Be that as it may, there were a lot of people that said Xavier Foster was not quite as good as the publicity was out there. He's going to find another home. You know that. I mean, 7-footers do not grow on trees. He will find a place. And I hope for his sake that he does well and gets everything taken care of. That is obviously went awry over in Ames.
This just in, Travis Hines of the Des Moines Register reporting that Foster also is a target of a sexual assault investigation, according to the Ames Police Department. Obviously not good. And you wonder what's in store for this kid. Enormous potential, obviously, but he's got to get his head on straight.
Yeah, I would agree. Thank you for all the people letting us know about that. So, yeah, Xavier Foster out as far as Iowa State men's basketball is concerned. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That is our phone line as well as that piece of news coming down the line. As far as this Friday is concerned, we will have for you coming up the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you. Our panel of experts, quote unquote, will get together and your chance to win a $25 gift certificate from Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast is up for grabs. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. And we'll get the panel together in about 25 minutes or so, Mark, and I will try for 3 in a row this week.
Yeah, you're on a heater. I don't know what that feels like this year yet. But I'm going to try to make up some ground this week. I've already made my picks, some of which I'm not real confident in, but that's about every week for me.
Yeah, you're the lone wolf that has not won it yet. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. So we'll add the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you coming up in just a little bit. Also later on today with Todd and I think, is it Alex today? Is it Todd and Spencer again? Do you know, Ben? Todd Brummel? Todd and Spencer? Todd and Alex? Do you know? Alex. Okay, Alex is back. All right. Todd and Alex today. Once again, they'll have your final chance to win tickets to see the Country Comes to Town tour with Toby Keith. That is October the 14th. Just around the corner next week at the Extreme Arena down in Coralville. So they'll have your final chance to win with Toby or Keith. That'll be coming up a little bit later on. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. And got high school football coming up tonight. A dandy that we'll have on CRM Live Sports for you coming up this evening. Really looking forward to it out at Prairie. It'll be the Hawks and Southeast Polk in a top 10 battle. Southeast Polk coming over to Eastern Iowa for maybe the first time in a long time. We'll see. But they've got a bunch of big timers leading that particular team. Xavier Wampa, of course, who narrowed his choices of colleges last weekend to Iowa, Ohio State, and Notre Dame. That's pretty good company. He's a five-star. The five-star offensive lineman, Caden Proctor, who has got, you name it, in the top 25, and maybe not Coastal Carolina. Sorry, Coastal Carolina, Chanticleers. But everybody else pretty much in the running right now for Caden Proctor. Really looking forward to that game coming up tonight.
Should be a terrific one. I saw him up close and personal. I think you did, too, last year out of Kingston against Jefferson. And I think that was at Kingston, wasn't it?
Yes, you're right. So they have been here before. So my bad. My bad. See, the memory goes. It's the first thing to go, Mark.
Yeah, and it's a terrific program, terrific team this year. Not quite as good, I don't think, than as last year, but still pretty darn good. Prairie with an excellent team. And Cook Ferentz and defensive coordinator Phil Parker will be out there checking out those two individuals tonight. I mean, they're staying right there at the Kirkwood Hotel just up the street. So why not hop in the car and go over and take in a little bit of that game? So you might see Kirk or Phil Parker out there tonight. We'll see. Or maybe they'll take your booth. I don't know.
I hope not. I don't think so. I don't think that'll be they usually hide out on one side of the field on the sideline. Usually is where the coaches hide out when they come to eyeball somebody. So I would imagine that will probably be the case, and probably the south end zone over at John Wall Memorial Field. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Phone line as well at 319-366-1600. 4-2 White Sox. That is in the bottom of the fifth inning. As we mentioned, we've got the Brewers getting ready to get underway against the Braves. That is on the Jim O.T. 107.5 FM. Spencer is a big Brewer fan, so he'll be right there, and Johnny on the spot as far as that one is concerned. Iowa Penn State, less than 24 hours away now, Mark, and give our thoughts about the ball game. Of course, Iowa State off this week. They have their bye. UNI with a tough one. They go up to the Fargo Dome to take on North Dakota. That will be a tough one for Mark Farley and the Panthers in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. But front and center is Iowa and Penn State. And we had a chance to talk with Bob Flounders yesterday, who covers the Nittany Lions for Penn Live. And I thought a lot of good insight. If you missed that, you can go listen to our podcast at kgymradio.com under the Gym Class or Apple or Spotify. We encourage you to do so. All of our podcasts, as well as the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, are on those particular platforms. But interesting that he thought that it was not going to be Dotson; it was going to be the X factor. He was looking at the other two wide receivers for Penn State to see if they were going to come through yesterday. I thought it was a very interesting take.
It was. He was referring to Parker Washington in particular, who he described as a guy who can catch the ball over the middle, tough to bring down. Bob Flounders, that is, expects Phil Parker to devise a scheme that maybe double-team Dotson, or at least try to prevent him from going deep. And certainly one of the key things to watch in this game is Dotson's effectiveness. He caught 8 balls last year out at Penn State against Iowa. He's just a dynamic player, and Iowa's faced many of them, but maybe none of them quite as good as Jahan Dotson.
What are you looking for? Is there one key in particular, one position in particular for the game tomorrow?
Well, one thing that Bob Flounders said yesterday that really raised my eyebrows, and he said he thought it was the most athletic defense Penn State has had since 2005. I mean, that's saying something. And I realize that's Bob's opinion. But we talk about Iowa's defense ranked 7th overall in the country in terms of total yards allowed. This Penn State team is 33rd. Not quite as good. But I'm going to look at whether Iowa's offense can penetrate this Penn State defense. If it is athletic, as Bob described, he said he believes everybody in the secondary on the Nittany Lions starting a unit could play in the NFL. I mean, if that's the case, Iowa's going to have a very difficult time moving the ball, if not scoring. That's the big key for me, because I think Iowa's defense, it may not get 7 turnovers. It probably won't. It creates a turnover every 32 snaps. So that would equate to maybe a couple turnovers in this game. That would be optimal. But if Iowa doesn't get any turnovers, This has been their bread and butter through the first five games. Those are just some of the things I'm looking at.
Very high praise, indeed, as talking about the Penn State defense. One thing I'm going to be looking for, and if you want to let us know your keys, what you're going to be looking for tomorrow, love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. And that is the text line available to you, 319-366-1600. What I really am going to be looking at tomorrow, can the Iowa defensive line put some heat on Sean Clifford? Can they make him uncomfortable? Can they make him get rid of the ball sooner than what he would like? It's going to help the Iowa secondary, which is already good. No doubt about that, but it's going to help the Iowa secondary in a big, big way. This is not the running attack that we have seen over the years coming to Iowa City with the Saquon Barkleys and people like that, that Penn State has behind their quarterback this year. If you can get the Nittany Lions one-dimensional and go with their lesser of the two strengths, I think Iowa has an excellent chance to win the game. Boy, I just don't see this thing being more than a one-score game one way or the other tomorrow. I mean, based on history between Iowa and Penn State, they've played so many close games over the years. That's number one. And number two, these defenses are just top-notch. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah, it could come down to a special teams play. It could be come down to, obviously, turnovers, which we've talked about. I don't know how many big plays there are going to be in this game. You mentioned Penn State's rushing attack. Not particularly good. About 96th in the country in terms of average yards per game. Its passing attack is in the top 30. So you make a good point about trying to get some pressure on Clifford and helping out that defensive secondary and covering Dotson and Washington and the others.
A few thoughts on the text line, 8186. Thank you very much. No, Iowa doesn't need a turnover chain or a gimmick. Yes, Phil Parker does not believe in turnover chains or anything like that.
That on the Iowa sidelines.
Yeah, we don't. They don't believe on that. 1207, Penn State's quarterback's legs and how effective our front seven can be containing the quarterback. I'm with you, 1207. I think that is going to be first and foremost as far as the key tomorrow in the game. 9307, Iowa defense / special teams is going to have to score one TD and keep turning those turnovers into points. Interesting. And then 4222 from the 503 area code with a Kirk Herbstreit quote comparing Iowa to an MMA fighter. I did not see that, but I like it's very long. I don't think we probably should share it with everybody, but yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Do you agree?
Well, I don't know much about MMA, but if Herbstreit said it, I'll believe it. I like Kirk Herbstreit. I think he's a good analyst. You know, just when we think something's going to be the big key to the game, it can go awry. You know, one team goes out and wins by a couple touchdowns. I don't see that happening, but that's the way college football is.
Yeah. 11:56 on the text line here at 324. I'll be watching to see how Spencer reacts to pressure, especially on third downs where the Hawks are in field goal range. Will he be able to get rid of the ball? Yeah, don't force anything. This has got a turnover game one way or the other that leads to a short field / pick six, scoop and six, whatever the case may be. I have that inkling in the back of my mind as far as this game tomorrow.
Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com has to do with this big matchup tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium, Duke Slater Field. By the way, the field will be dedicated in Slater's name tomorrow. Who prevails tomorrow inside Kinnick Stadium? Number 3, Iowa, or number 4, Penn State? Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com. And thanks, as always, to Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, particularly Steve Anderson and his team there.
John in Columbus Junction, thanks for weighing in today. He is calling his shot. I believe this may be the week that Iowa will get punched in the mouth, but I also believe they should pull out a tight victory. He is calling for 13-10 Iowa. There you go. There you go. Richard, if the Hawkeyes can keep their running backs fresh, they have a chance. I think everyone's kind of in the same boat, though. Low scoring, a game that's going to be influenced by a turnover here or there. And every play is going to be very, very crucial. Throw the ball away. A punt might not be a bad play tomorrow.
Maybe not. There's only one thing guaranteed tomorrow afternoon, and that's everybody waving at the kids at the end of the first quarter.
The only thing,
that's
James,
the only thing guaranteed.
Yes, and the only thing James Franklin likes. We learned that yesterday. 3:26 here on the Gym Class program for this Friday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Do appreciate it. As we talk Iowa-Penn State, we'll give our prediction, of course, coming up with Dave when the panel gets together for the Emil Sideway Pick 6, and we'll do that in just a little bit. On this Friday also, lots of things going on. We mentioned Major League Baseball. Right now, 4-2 White Sox. That is in the bottom of the fifth. Garrett Crochet is on in relief of Lucas Giolito, who left. Both starting pitchers did not make it through five today for Houston and Chicago. The Astros with two on right now and one out in the bottom of the fifth inning as they bat at Minute Maid Park. And in about 10 minutes, it'll be game one between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Atlanta Braves coming up. That'll be followed tonight here on KGYM, all four of our frequencies. And we may we'll get the game finished. Probably have a small post game with ESPN. They'll send you to the next game, which will be Tampa Bay and Boston. And then the final game of the night, they'll be joined in progress. That'll be the Giants and the Dodgers. Only National League ball tomorrow. And we'll have that on all of our frequencies starting, I believe, at 3:30. We've got Oklahoma and Texas coming up tomorrow morning on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM, beginning at 10:30 tomorrow morning with an 11 o'clock kickoff for the Red River rivalry down at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas and the Texas State Fair, and then baseball coming up tomorrow night. So look forward to that, and we look forward as well to what to look for tonight, brought to you by the Double Z Bar and Grill, 629 Ellis Boulevard Northwest, with their 17 big screens. And I imagine, Mark, you could see most of those on baseball tonight. And you could see some on some football. There are a couple of college football games with top 25 teams going at it tonight. Now, Cincinnati's going to be a big favorite at home against Temple. And then Arizona State, I believe, hosts Stanford tonight, late night. Pac-12 after dark, Mark, which I know a lot of people enjoy.
Absolutely, and it's a huge day tomorrow for the Double Z Bar and Grill. They're going to have a big screen outside for the Iowa-Penn State game. It's supposed to be 80 degrees, very comfortable out there. And then later on in the evening, they will be showing the Fury Wilder heavyweight championship fight. So big opportunity for anyone to hit the Double Z Bar and Grill tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, have one of those tenderloins big as your head. Get one of those and enjoy some football and some boxing entertainment coming up tomorrow. So there you go. Stop on by at the Double Z Bar and Grill. Coming up on 3:30, it's now bases loaded, one out for Houston with Yuli Gurriel up. By the way, Mark, and I want to talk about this here in just a little bit after we do our scoreboard coming up, but a rarity in baseball last night, and it was an absolute gem, and it was beautiful, and we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. We want to get to an Emil Sideway scoreboard brought to you by Emil Sideway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are across from the Lindale Mall and behind Taco John's. 4-4 now. See, White Sox can't enjoy any prosperity.
I was going to interject that, but I knew you'd find out sooner or later. on the Amos Hideaway scoreboard right now, we mentioned high school football. Tonight's Bettendorf Iowa City West game is canceled. It's a forfeit for Bettendorf. COVID issues in the Iowa City West camp. So that game is canceled tonight. Depositions scheduled to be given by Kirk Ferentz and Brian Ferentz in a discrimination lawsuit have been delayed till January. They were scheduled to give those depositions during Iowa's bye week, but a judge ruled today that those are delayed to January. And this trial is not scheduled to go off until March 2023. They're playing the Shriners Children's Hospital Open in Las Vegas right now. Sam Burns is your leader at 13 under par. Several players at 11 under par in second place right there. Zach Johnson has a lot of work to do, Scott. He is plus one on his day, even par for the tournament. Right now, the cut line at minus five and could very well go to minus six.
Yeah, too bad about Iowa City West. Some COVID issues, and basically from Craig Hegel, the athletic director down there, that too many issues for Johnson County to allow West to play. Now, this is the first, I believe, across the state this year, at least in eastern Iowa anyway, solely a COVID issue cancellation slash forfeiture of a game that I remember seeing. It is a loss for West. That put them at 2-5 and more than likely on the outside looking in. But playoffs are secondary, I think, at this point. Want to get everybody healthy and ready to go for West. And we'll see if they are able to play their final two games. They're scheduled to come to Prairie next Friday to play the Prairie Hawks. If they are not able to play Prairie, that would be Prairie's second bye week in the regular season because they had a forfeiture from Ottumwa earlier on in the year due to injury situations with the Bulldogs. I know the Prairie folks are going to be looking at that very carefully.
Yeah, indeed. And Jefferson, of course, had to forfeit to Cedar Rapids Kennedy. The explanation given, too many injuries, not enough players, and COVID. I know for a fact there was one COVID issue. So it was mainly related to injuries and lack of players in that particular instance.
Yeah, so Bettendorf will get a win, and they will go to 3-4, a 1-0 win as far as that game tonight, which will not be played. Again, no West Bettendorf game tonight. We'll take a break, come back. We'll talk a little baseball with you before we get the panel together. So stay tuned. More to come here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class presented by DePaco Community Credit Union right here on KGYM.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Don't miss the 8th annual Leon Evans Cruise-In, October 9th at the Fairfax City Sports and Park Complex. Come see muscle cars, hot rods, custom cars, and more while enjoying music, food, and lots of fun for the whole family. It's free and everyone is invited.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Not many places can say this, but at Fairfax State Savings Bank, it's the 20s again. They welcomed their first customer way back in 1924. Things were a little different then, like cars and how much you could buy with a shiny new nickel. But since that first day, one thing hasn't changed. It's the way Fairfax State Savings Bank has proudly helped this community survive and thrive. They are The Bank Here. Stop in or visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why WeatherShield windows are only sold at local trusted independent dealers, not at big box stores. WeatherShield never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship. Alexander Lumber is proud to be a WeatherShield dealer. Visit them at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Would you rather pay for software just once or every month forever? then make sure your business is ready for the next Microsoft licensing change, or you could be switched to a monthly charge and there'll be no going back. Network Computer Solutions can get you upgraded on time so you can beat those monthly fees. But contact them right away to get on their schedule. Go to ncsei.com. Friendly local Network Computer Solutions.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
I should have been a cowboy.
Toby Keith and his Country Comes to Town Tour.
So
Thursday, October 14th at the Extreme Arena, powered by Mediacom.
How do you let me know?
Toby Keith. Tickets are on sale now at the venue box office and extremearena.com.
Whiskey for my man.
Toby Keith and his Country Comes to Town Tour with special guests Matt Stell and Ian Munsick. Thursday, October 14th at the Extreme Arena, powered by Mediacom. Produced by Pepper Entertainment.
So then I dropped some garlic and croutons on there, and the rest is salad history. I made the best salad ever, people, and now I'm making the best app. The Caesar Sportsbook app got live in-game betting, parlays, and Caesar rewards. Caesar salad ain't got nothing on my app. Nothing!
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Download the Caesar Sportsbook app. Your app is ready, Emperor.
3:37, we'll get the panel together in about 5 minutes and have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you. That'll be coming up, and your chance to win a $25 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. If you hitch your wagon up to the correct prognosticator, that will be coming up here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600, 96-63 on the betting side of things. All the public is betting Iowa under... Down 41. Now watch the score be in the 20 on both sides. Yeah, all that's happened before, Mark. All of the talk of the defenses, and sometimes the offenses just break loose. Like two pitchers, Cy Young pitchers going at it against one another, and all of a sudden the offenses go crazy.
Yeah, it very well could happen. I don't expect it to, but the texter is quite right. This is the most popular game in sports books that is attracting bettors right now. I think I read that the top bettor in Iowa wagered $3,500 on Iowa, something like that. That could have been exceeded by now. But first of all, I don't bet on games that I talk about or cover. But if I did, it's not going to be $3,500, dude.
Last night, in Tampa Bay's 5-0 victory over the Boston Red Sox. And by the way, speaking of the Tampa Bay Rays, and, you know, usually people whine and complain when their team is on the lone game on the MLB Network in the postseason. I do not, because I think the MLB Network has the best broadcast booth in baseball with Bob Costas, Jim Cott, and Buck Showalter.
Agree.
I think they are amazing. And Jim Cott today and Buck Showalter both said the Tampa Bay Rays just the fourth lowest payroll in baseball. But you know what? Every person they throw out there every day is a ball player. And I think that's the best way to describe Tampa Bay. And Rosarena last night. Stealing home, straight steal of home. If you have not seen it, look it up. It was a thing of beauty. And listening to them and listening to the folks on MLB's pregame talk about that and break it down today was just fascinating. Left-handed pitcher, left-handed hitter in the box. And with the new way that relief pitchers go to the set, kind of get that timing down a little bit. They were all in agreement that more people should do that, especially when the shift was on as well for Boston. The third baseman was playing in the shortstop area. There was no way he could hold on a Rosarena at third. And he timed it perfectly, took off, and it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful last night.
Well, it was the perfect storm. Rosarena had never stolen home before in his playing career, and this is the first time it's happened in postseason play since 1955 when Jackie Robinson did it. Okay, Cub fans, I know Javi Baez stole home in 2016.
Straight steal.
It wasn't a straight steal. He drew a throw to third and then went home. But as far as a straight steal, the first time it's happened since 1955 in the postseason. Ty Cobb did this 54 times. What's the big deal?
A little different game.
A little different game, yeah.
Back then. But, you know, I see your point. But I tell you what, it was amazing. It was amazing. Yes, and 2334 points out that, yes, love the MLB Network, but the problem is they don't have as many providers carrying them, et cetera, and premium package. Yeah, I agree. You're right, but boy, I could listen to Bob Costas and Jim Cott. Jim Cott doing Twins games was amazing in the day. Was terrific for Kitty. And then, of course, Buck Showalter when he's not managing. They have a great booth. That is, to me, that is the best booth in baseball.
Yeah, Cott, full of stories. I get to, he did maybe a dozen games during the Twin season this year. Thoroughly enjoyed it every time he was in the booth. You know, it was a strange night in that regard. I mean, we had a Rosarena's steal of home. In the same game, Nelson Cruz hit a home run that didn't go over the fence.
Nope.
It hit the catwalk in the stadium, which by ground rules is a home run. And then in the NFL game last night, Seattle punted the ball twice.
A double punt.
Had the first one blocked, picked it up, and punted it again. Didn't know if it was legal. Not sure the officials knew it was legal.
Oh, there's a shocker.
They finally found out that it was. So, those strange things going on in sports last night as we get closer and closer to Halloween.
Nice guess, NFL officials. Way to go. All right, 3:42. We'll take a break, come back. Dave will join us. We'll have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you right after this here at KGYM.
The term yoga in general kind of emulates community. I had the business plan in my head for years, but never really knew if I was going to be able to kind of take that leap. I knew it was going to be a lot of work, but I knew that the passion was going to make it not seem like work. Zupacca was really there for me, helping me kind of gain financial literacy. So that way, the day that I did actually walk in the door, I had a really good credit score. Anything along the way that I did, I wanted to make sure that I was being smart about it and I was doing it the best way possible. Everything from the business loan to setting up the LLC, and then the insurance of the business as well, too. Zupacco really was a great guide and a resource for me getting this whole entire project off the ground. We've built an amazing community here within Soul Revolution, and honestly, we could not have done that without the help and support of Zupacco. There's been a couple of classes when I'll walk in, and especially when it's a busy room and I start to get choked up. Those are the days when it's like, this is what I was supposed to do.
Your money for good. Learn more at tobacco.com. Equal housing opportunity.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit circasports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
At Cedar Ridge Whiskey, we're turning flyover country into bourbon country with our award-winning Iowa Straight Bourbon Whiskey made with locally grown Iowa corn. Try Cedar Ridge and see how a great bourbon has emerged from the source of its most essential ingredient. Then, pick a place for it on your bar. Where the corn grows, the whiskey flows. No wonder it's Iowa's number one selling bourbon. Cedar Ridge Iowa Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Sorry, Kentucky. Explore more at cedarridgewhiskey.com.
3:44, back with you for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot behind the Taco John's. Dave, kind enough to join us once again here. And Dave, a rare off week, Mark, for Dave last week. So we all have a chance, right?
Yes.
Dave was a big fan of the Iowa State Cyclones Saturday night, was he not?
Yes. I was getting my lunch money ready.
Yes, I was. My mouth started to water later on on Saturday, but alas, you got some help. So, thanks, Kansas. I had the sandwich all picked out and everything, and doggone it! All right. Well, Mark, this week's pick six. Get us ready to go with game number one.
It is week six of the pick six. Currently, Dave holds a two-game lead over you and a three-game lead over me to this point. We'll pick six games and a tiebreaker and then give callers an opportunity to pick one of us to win. Game one, Scott, you're up, having won last week. Maryland getting 21.5 points at Ohio State.
They might be able to get 31.5 points. I think the soul was taken out of Maryland last week. They also lost their best receiver for the season. Ohio State, we're starting to get into beauty pageant time here, and teams need to look good. Ohio State covers that easily tomorrow at the Horseshoe.
Yeah, I kind of regretted putting this game on the board because I think it may be a clean sweep. Dave will decide that. I'm going to pick Ohio State as well. You mentioned Maryland's leading receiver being out. I think that's going to be a terrific blow. And so I'll throw the 21.5 points. Dave.
Maryland got off to a 4-0 start before the wheels came off last Friday at home against the Hawkeyes. This is what you need to know. Since joining the Big Ten, the Terps are 0-6 against Ohio State. The Buckeyes have scored nearly 60 points a game in their six meetings. And in the last three games in Columbus, they have outgained Maryland by 400 yards a game and outscored them by more than 42 points a game. I'll make it three.
Those are staggering statistics, Dave.
Wow. I'll tell you. I was shocked.
Game two is in the Cotton Bowl. It is Oklahoma and Texas. Oklahoma, a 3.5-point favorite. I am up first. I had Oklahoma all week until this morning, and I'm switching to Texas. Dave.
After hearing boos from the home fans, Oklahoma quarterback Spencer Rattler completed 22 of 25 passes for 243 yards and two touchdowns against Kansas State last week. It's obvious the Sooner offense still isn't clicking on all cylinders, and the defense has issues. Lincoln Riley is 3-1 in the shootout, but 0-4 against the spread. First-year coach Steve Sarkisian has the Longhorns 4-1 straight up and against the spread. This rivalry hasn't been kind to the Burnt Orange, and I think Oklahoma handles the Texas firepower. So give me the Sooners to win and cover.
Which Oklahoma team is going to show up tomorrow? That is the million-dollar question at the Cotton Bowl. And by the way, every time I hear the word term Cotton Bowl, I think of Lindsey Nelson.
Yeah.
The great broadcaster, Lindsey Nelson. Oklahoma's a better team. I'm going to roll with the Sooners tomorrow.
Okay, game three, and Dave is up on this one. It is a Big Ten game in Champaign, Illinois. Wisconsin going in as a 8.5-point favorite. What do you got, Dave?
Wisconsin's defense is still great, but there's no reason for them to be only 1-3. However, Penn State, Notre Dame, and Michigan are all pretty good. The Badgers are still third in the nation in total defense. They are still number one against the run, and they're still outstanding on third downs defensively. The Illini can't convert on third down. They are worse than Wisconsin in the red zone, and their passing attack is depressing. Since the Rose Bowl game in 2020, when Wisconsin doesn't turn the ball over, they are 5-0. And when they do, they're 0-7. Give me the Badgers here to win and cover.
You bring up a great argument, Dave, but I'm going to throw caution to the wind. Brett Bielema, you know he wants Wisconsin bad. And getting 8.5 points at home, I am going to roll with Mr. Bielema. They may not win it, but I think they're going to keep it close against the trademark. I will take the Illini.
Of course he wants it bad, but he doesn't have the team to compete against this defense that Dave described. It's a bedrock of this ball club right now. Wisconsin may only score 13 or 17 points, but that's going to be enough to give me Wisconsin. Game four, Scott, you're up. This is a game at Auburn. Georgia going in as a 14.5 point favorite. What say you, my friend?
Oh, that hook scares me.
That's why I put them on there.
I know, and it scares me. But Auburn did not impress me much against Penn State, and this Georgia defense is the best defense, with all apologies to the folks 20 miles to the south. This Georgia defense is the best in the country. I'm going to throw the 14.5, and I'm going to take the Bulldogs.
I am, too, for much the same reason. I think this Georgia defense is amazing. It's probably going to get some turnovers. If Auburn couldn't beat Penn State, it's sure not going to beat Georgia, despite the fact it is at home. Dave.
The bad news for Auburn following their win at LSU last week is that Georgia is coming to town. The Bulldogs have given up one offensive touchdown all season. They shut out a good Arkansas team last week, 37-0. With their backup quarterback. I'll stick with Georgia here to win and cover.
Okay, game five is on me to lead off. Nebraska at home, getting 3.5 points against Michigan. And folks, don't be fooled by that Nebraska win over Northwestern. Michigan's got a very nice ball club, and a ball club equipped to go on the road and beat Nebraska by more than 3.5. Give me Michigan. And Dave will be offer the contrarian view.
Although they have found some crazy ways to lose games, Nebraska is actually playing quite well. The Cornhuskers have only failed to cover the point spread in their first game at Illinois. Nebraska beat Northwestern last week 56-7, piling up 657 yards of offense, including 427 yards on the ground. Adrian Martinez passed for one touchdown, ran for three more, and did not turn the ball over. I'll take Nebraska here to cover the points.
After proclaiming that Nebraska now scares me a little, as Iowa's chief rival in the Big Ten West, it behooves me to take the Huskers, wouldn't it? No! Michigan, that's a good defense. I think Michigan's going to get that.
Okay, last game on the board, and it is the big one tomorrow afternoon at Kinnick Stadium at Duke Slater Field. Penn State enters and getting 2.5 points against the Hawkeyes. Dave, you bat leadoff here, and we also need the tiebreaker, total passing yards for Sean Clifford.
This is one of the biggest games in Iowa football history. This is a matchup of the nation's number 2 and 3 scoring defenses. Iowa leads the nation with 16 turnovers. Both teams are different in makeup, but the game seems like a very even matchup. Both teams have been kind to bettors, covering the spread in 4 of their 5 games. Both have hit the under in 4 of their 5 games. The biggest factor may be the venue. The Hawkeyes have won 14 of the last 15 games at home when they have been favored by 4 or less points, and 10 of those have been by double digits. Give me the Hawks to win and cover in a classic. And the tiebreaker, I'll take Sean Clifford, 193.
Ooh. I have no idea who's going to win this game. I really don't. No idea. But I'm going to take Penn State in the 2.5 points. And I'm going to go, I had 180 written down. I will stick with 180 for Clifford.
Yeah, this is a difficult game to handicap. You go through the various statistics, and the one thing that sticks out to me is that despite the fact Iowa improved a whole lot on offense against Maryland, I think it's up against the best defense it's going to face this year in Penn State. We talked about Penn State beat writers saying it's the most athletic collection on defense since 2005. That rings in my ears. So I'm going to go Penn State and wouldn't be surprised at a 12-10 Iowa victory, and that'll still do me good with Penn State. And I'm going to go 201 for Sean Clifford.
Whoever turns it over, oh, here's something robust from yours truly. Whoever turns it over the most tomorrow is going to lose.
Well said.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. And thanks to you and everybody in Emails. Appreciate it. And best of luck to you this weekend, and we'll see who comes out on top.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Dave from Emil's Hideaway, the third member of our panel. We need three contestants, three callers right now. Hitch your wagon up with one of the prognosticators, the quote-unquote experts. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you are eligible. We'll let you know who the winning prognosticator is on Monday. 4-4, top of the seventh inning. Luis Robert with another hit. Luis Robert is hitting .833 in this series, by the way. He is on first with two outs right now in the top of the seventh in a 4-4 game. Brewers got out of a sticky situation with the Braves in the top of the first inning. They are batting now in the bottom of the first. No score in Milwaukee. That is on the Jim OT 107.5 FM for you right now. And all four of our frequencies at 6 o'clock tonight will join up with Major League Baseball from ESPN. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the football games. It should be a good one. Tonight, Prairie entertaining Southeast Polk. I'll be out there with John on CRM Live Sports on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, 7:15 tonight. A bevy of Division I athletes out there and very good football players. It should be a fun night out at John Wall Field tonight.
Should be a great one. I'll be tuning in, and hope you have a great call, you and Mr. Haggerty. I know you will, as you did last night. But looking forward to the weekend in so many ways. We'll talk again on Monday, right?
You betcha. All right, stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp's show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have a great weekend and a safe weekend. We'll reconvene Monday at 3.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So your headlights are getting dim? With the